after finally establishing the Machanos, in which Am Yisrael encamped in the Midbar, establishing the Machane Shechina in the middle where the Mishkan and the Lamoed rested. On the outside was the Machane Leviyah, where the Leviyim lived. And then further, and the most further circle on the outside was Machane Yisrael, where the rest of the Shvatim encamped with their special Degalim. The Torah tells us in Parshas Naso about three mitzvos in particular. The mitzvah of Gezel Hager, the mitzvah of Parsha Sota, and the Parshas HaNazir, the halachos which surround the one who becomes a Nazir. Rav Hirsch points out that these three mitzvos, which the Torah teaches directly after and following the establishment of the Machanos, are actually parallel and teach us lessons about the three Machanos which we have established. Rav Hirsch explains that Gezel Hager, and Gezel in general, is Keneged Machane Yisrael, Sota is Keneged Machane Leviyah, and Nazir is Keneged Machane Shlina. How so? When it comes to Gezel Hager, or Gezel in general, and Machane Yisrael, what the Torah is telling us that is that even when it comes to seemingly the most mundane of interactions between human beings, social interactions, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present and is not absent from that discussion. That the Ribono Shel Olam cares what takes place amongst Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, between each and every single individual, and that realm is not lacking Kedusha. And therefore, within Machane Yisrael, where the common people live, there is the mitzvah of Gezel, which teaches us that we need to keep in mind Kedusha and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when it comes to our social interactions. The Parsha of Sota is Keneged and Machane Leviyah, because the Tumah, which is not allowed to be placed within Machane Leviyah, is the Tumah, Tumah Zazav, or Nida, and Zava, the Tumah, which is emanating from areas of intimacy. And we understand that Sota is a result of illicit intimate actions. That the Sota was a person who was accused of cheating on her husband, violating Giloy Arayos. And what the Torah is telling us when it comes to the Parsha of Sota and its connection to the Machane Leviyah is that the Ribono Shel Olam as well sees Kedusha, not just when it comes to the social interactions of Gezel and Machane Yisrael, but in addition to the intimate relationship that exists between a man and his wife, as personified by the mitzvah and parsha of Sota. That when a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees a couple which has harmony and shalom bayis, the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is dar between that couple when there's shalom bein ish v'ishto. There's a beautiful story with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach that before he would enter into his house after coming home from a long day in yeshiva, he would take time to fix his tie and to put on his hat straight before he went in. And when people asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, his talmidim, were accompanying home, what exactly the Rosh Yeshiva was doing, Rav Shlomo Zalman explained that because the shalom between him and his wife, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is present in his house, and therefore in order to make sure that he was presentable for the Shechina, he wanted to fix himself upright. Lastly, the Parsha of Nazir, which is Keneged, the Machane Shechina, that the connection that exists there is because the same way that the Nazir, there's an issur for him to come into contact with Tumas Meis, so too the Machane Shechina, the type of Tumah which is not allowed in that area, is that of Tumas Meis. What exactly is the connection between Tumas Meis and Machane Shechina as personified by the Nazir? I believe, perhaps on a deeper level, that the idea that the Torah is trying to tell us is that the Nazir, who is an individual who decides to take upon himself extra obligations in order to ensure that he can raise his level of Kedusha, that he can be connected to the Ribono Shel Olam in a serious and significant way, that individual is growth-oriented. He's always looking to grow. There's life within him. And That's exactly what allows a person to reach the Kedusha that exists within Machane Shechina. And the antithesis of that growth is being stagnant. And there is no metaphor to stagnation more than that of death. Obviously, a person who is dead, there is no more room for growth. Obviously, physically, that's true. But even spiritually, metaphorically, that when a person is dead, it means that he's no longer interested in bettering himself. And therefore, the Nazir, which personifies an individual who is growth-oriented, always looking to take on new elements of his life, he even literally grows his own hair, is a person who can achieve the Kedusha that exists within Machane Shechina as he avoids that Tumas Meis, which is a metaphor for a person or an individual who is not desiring any types of growth, but is lazy and happy where they are. And therefore, that's exactly the connection between Machane Shechina and the Parshas of Nazir. I think we see from these three mitzvos, which parallel the three different machanos, is that there's not an area in our lives that is absent from Kedusha and the Ribono Shel Olam. And if we can take that in mind, that whenever we enter into any realm of life, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ever present, and there is an opportunity for Avodas Hashem. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.